Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
The following program contains strong sexual content. Viewer discretion advised. Today on an all-new Dr. Phil, they don't like their sister's new boyfriend.
Did you do a criminal background check on him?
Yes, I did.
And what did you find?
A lot of stuff that I'm not going to go into.
Well, we are going to go into it.
Should they be suspicious?
First thing I want to say is you're a lying dog. You started out saying that Kim's daughter was uncomfortable around me. Tell me, why does she have one of my shirts?
That's disgusting. She shouldn't have one of your shirts.
What was he convicted of?
I don't trust these people to receive it well.
Oh, that sounds like a real keeper there.
If you say that this is not a problem...
I don't think it is a problem.
Then put it out there.
Watch what happens...
Should we talk?
...when his past is exposed.
He got in trouble for...
Oh, my God.
Well, yesterday we met three sisters, two of them accusing the other of losing weight and losing her mind. They say she got skinny, got rid of her husband, and got involved in a kinky sex group, all at the expense of her innocent 9-year-old daughter. Now, things got very heated and are about to get a lot more intense. Before we continue, let me fill you in on what happened.
I have two sisters. Kim is the oldest. My middle sister is Lori. I'm the youngest of the bunch. Kim was my idol. She was my best friend. About a year and a half ago, she had gastric bypass surgery and she lost well over 100 pounds. And she changed into a whole different person that I don't even recognize anymore. Kim filed for divorce and joined the group. This group is about sexual fetishes, and they perform those fetishes on each other. They whip each other, spank each other, sometimes with paddles. Very aggressive moves that leave markings on your body and could really hurt you.
Is this a fetish group?
We do discuss fetishes, yes.
You do more than discuss them.
About all those pictures on the website.
I have posted a few pictures.
I have like 58 of them on my computer at home of your private areas beaten and bruised.
Kim's priorities right now, I think, are herself, the sex group, and then her daughter.
My niece sleeps out in a living room and has told me that she has heard sex noises coming from the bedroom, and they're so loud and so odd that she has had to put her head into the couch cushion to drown out the noises. She even told me that she hears whipping sounds and that she's very scared because she doesn't understand fully if her mother's in pain or if she's being hurt.
Your concern is that many of these things are going on around her daughter.
That's correct.
You've called CPS four times.
She's fooled a lot of people.
I can't fool CPS, Dr. Phil. They've been in my home unannounced.
Are they out to get you?
I just want to be happy. My daughter and I are more connected than we've ever been.
So why did she tell me she doesn't like being touched anymore?
Kim and I were together for 17 years. The best thing to come out of my marriage with Kim is definitely my daughter. Kim being involved in this group does not affect my daughter. If I had any fear that she was in danger, I would definitely take control.
I don't feel that my daughter's involved in this. Whatsoever.
You think she keeps it separate?
Yes.
You have a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Has she slept in the bed
Absolutely
with this new boyfriend?
Absolutely, unequivocally not.
What do you know about him?
I've done a lot of research about him.
So what do you know about him?
Now that I am with my current boyfriend, Stacy, I definitely understand what the word love means. I met Stacy around 7 months ago through a close personal friend who does happen to be part of the group. We talked for a while online and then met in person after a few weeks. The relationship I have with Stacy is the healthiest relationship that I have ever been in. My sisters aren't giving Stacy a fair chance. They're not giving Stacy a chance at all. I have asked Emily to not judge him until she has met him. I think that she would find that he's a really decent guy and somebody that she would like a lot.
Okay, Stacy, meet Lori.
Hello.
And
Hi.
Emily, you know James.
Yes, I know James.
And you've been involved romantically with Kim for how long?
Since the beginning of April.
Since the beginning of April.
Yeah.
Okay, so less than a year.
Yeah.
And you've known her daughter for how long? Did you meet her about the same time, shortly
no,
thereafter?
It was like about a month later.
About a month later?
Was it almost June?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About June.
Yeah, that's a ding, 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 ding for me because I think you got to really get to know somebody and know whether they're going to be in your life or not be in your life so you don't rotate men and out of your child's life.
He met her sooner than I had planned.
Yeah.
And that okay. was his second relationship.
Anything you want to ask him? He's willing to be here.
There's a lot.
The first thing I want to say is you're a lying dog. You started out, and I read the text.
It's fine.
You started out saying that Kim's daughter was uncomfortable around me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, why does she have one of my shirts and won't let it go?
That's disgusting. She shouldn't have one of your shirts.
She has one of my shirts to sleep with because she misses it.
She's wearing your clothing to bed.
No, she does not wear it. She has it because she misses me.
That's disgusting, in my opinion.
So you don't have a little token of your husband's because you miss him?
You're not her dad.
I know that.
You're not related to her.
That's
you have no business
that's no
being
big deal.
Around her.
See, this is what I deal with. And they don't know her. Why does he have no business being around her? A divorced parent is never supposed to date?
Then okay. You shouldn't have even had
Look,
a relationship.
I believe in getting everything on the table. If we're going to solve this and get it out there, I believe in getting everything on the table. Have you been honest with her about your history, your background,
yes.
who you are?
She knows everything about me.
And what about that gave you concern?
There's a part of somebody's past that's always going to give somebody concern when they're looking up for their daughter.
Did he share with you anything that gave you pause?
Sure, lots of things, because
what?
It was so new.
What?
Lots of things.
Okay.
My ex-wife?
Things with his ex-wife. Things.
Oh, that marriage went?
Yeah, we're dancing around it here. And I'm telling you, we need to get this on the table. Did you do a criminal background check
yes, I
on
did.
Him? And what did you find?
A lot of stuff that I'm not going to go into. That is his life.
Well, but uh-huh. we are going to go into
speeding tickets.
It's public record.
Speeding tickets.
It is public record.
That's fine.
And you said if I felt it needed to be put on the table, that you would trust me about that.
That depends on what you're referring to. I told some of your staff that the one thing was not because I don't trust these people to receive it well.
Oh, that sounds like a grill keeper there.
And that is a lot.
To be
that
God,
is
a lot.
She's already making
course.
A judgment call
well,
and doesn't even
deal.
Know
it's
what we're talking about.
If it's not a big deal and it doesn't make you look bad, then why not share it?
Because you blow everything out of proportion.
Well, then
well,
put me
but
in the
I'm
focus.
Here, and I listen, she is over-involved. She is obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to butt out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She does.
You need to be honest because it's coming out. You know these people are going to know the truth. So if you say that this is not a problem, then put it out there.
I don't think it is a problem. Kim knew about it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Should we tell him?
You want to tell him or you want me to?
If there was more to it than that, would you want to know it?
Absolutely.
Stacy, I want to know if you have been honest with her about what happened in 2004 and
yes.
2005.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Both of you cheated in the marriage. Both of you lied in the marriage.
It's a battle of the exes.
The only way anything's gonna work is if we're honest.
Well, that ship has sailed.
Everyone's taking sides.
My mother showed up to court on my ex-wife's behalf.
And dropping bombshells.
We talked about you visiting or coming by.
You moved to Florida and didn't tell me.
Are any of y'all on medication?
Tomorrow. Then on Thursday.
None of us had anything to do with your son's death.
Suicide?
You don't think he killed himself?
Or something else?
We've answered countless questions.
Well, are you complaining about them asking you?
That's Thursday.
You want to tell him or you want me to?
Go ahead. I don't care.
He got in trouble back in 2004 for illegally downloading movies. He went to work one day, downloaded a zip file, and that zip file was child pornography.
Oh.
And that's what he got busted with.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So you were charged in 2004 with...
Possession
of child pornography.
Yep.
And as a result, you are a registered sex offender.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Now, tell me how it happened, because I'm not a computer guy, so educate me.
When you look at the files, all you get is a file name. You can't open a zip file and see what's inside it until after you get it.
Have you been honest with her about this?
Yes.
From the get-go, before he met my daughter, before he was around my best friend's children, everything. He said, you need to know that I am on record. You need to know this, this, and this. You can talk to this person. You can talk to my mom.
You can talk to anybody you want. I will not be around your child until you know this.
I am concerned about the child. Mm-hmm. That is my number one priority. You guys are so far in the dust.
And what happens in our bedroom is none of your business.
I want to know, hold on. Stacy, I want to know if you have been honest with her about what happened in 2004 and 2005.
Yes.
And did you independently verify this and research it? And
yes,
if so,
sir.
How?
I talked to the county where he was arrested.
They
gave me as much information as they legally could. I told them the situation, that I had a young daughter, that I was beginning to date him. I talked to his friends. I talked to family. I talked to neighbors.
If there was more to it than that, would you want to know it?
Absolutely.
You talked to the sheriff's department?
I did.
You talked to the county records people?
I did.
Because I did, too. I did, too. And you said that this just happened by accident when you were downloading a movie.
I was downloading many things at the same time.
So you immediately deleted it?
As soon as I was doing this while I was at work, letting it run while I was at work, I came home, and that's when all it happened.
So what did you do?
I was trying to figure out if I had downloaded the wrong thing, started deleting stuff. I'm like, where is all this? When you, some zip files, when you unzip them.
How did you get caught?
I don't know. I think they had a flag in the zip file or something. I'm not sure.
All right, well, let me tell you what they... Would you like to know what I've learned?
Sure.
And then you can verify whether this is true or not. Because what I want to say is this happened in 2005. Mm-hmm. And in the 8 years ensuing since that time, there's been no other arrest, charge, or reoffense, correct?
Correct.
They said you also had a binder,
hard copy
of these images as well.
No, I didn't have hard copy.
You know now, right?
You know now.
That you had a binder. I don't know.
I'm just telling you what the police told us.
They said that you said that this was a binder that you made a long time ago, and that you went to news group under the names of so-and-so and so-and-so for child porn photos. That's what you told them.
No, I don't know.
That's in the police report. I have the police report.
Yeah, well, the police report's been wrong. They said I had 5 computers. I only had 3.
It was wrong.
The
fourth
one was just a box.
There was a discrepancy in the police report.
I don't even want to talk to you.
Okay. You pled no contest. You didn't...
Possession is 9/10 of the law, no matter what it is.
I would think you would want to hear this. Kim, do you want to know this?
This is stuff I was told.
Okay, so you knew this.
Yes, this is stuff I was told.
You knew that he had a binder of these pictures? How does that happen accidentally?
That was in the report. They said that there was other things in the report that were not accurate, such as the 5 computers. They said that he had 5 computers. It was later found to be 3. The content was on 1.
Okay, what about the binder?
I wasn't told about a binder.
You're told about it now. You don't deny having the binder, correct?
I deny. I did not have a binder.
You didn't have a binder. The police are wrong.
Yes.
Okay, well, boy,
They've been wrong in the past.
They said that when they talked to you, that you referred to yourself and a subject that you would chat with on the internet as pedophiles.
No.
They said that you said that when you go to Walmart, you like to look at children.
No.
When asked why children are more sexually gratifying, you stated, quote, they're hairless, comma, they haven't developed breasts, and they're innocent.
No.
You also stated that the children in those pictures are pure and have not been with anyone else before sexually.
No.
When questioned if he, Stacy, would prefer a 30-year-old woman who was hairless and didn't have breasts, would he choose her over a child? Stacy responded he would, quote, prefer the child because the child has not been around.
See, when I talked to them,
I like the innocence of children. He says he goes to Walmart to look at children. Every guy looks at another woman. I just happen to look at little kids.
No way.
When I was given that,
I never said any of those.
When I was given that, I talked to the lady who first did his interview, and she said that he.
So you got this also?
Yes. Yes, I did. And I actually talked to her.
It's the actual police report.
I've got the police report.
I didn't see the actual police report. But when I talked to the lady, she said he became very sassy and very snarky and got tired of the line of questioning and started throwing crap out there like they're hairless. Maybe that's why. And because he got so sick and tired of being questioned about it when it was simply a zip file.
So they told you he said that?
Yeah.
They told you he said that?
That's a flat out lie.
And he just said that he didn't say that.
Correct. They said that I got almost everything that you read.
They're quoting the report to her.
Right. They quoted the report to me.
But I never said any of those things.
So you knew this.
I knew that they were saying that that is what he said, but then I talked to the lady, and she said that he got tired of the line of questioning and then became very belligerent, very snarky, and very sassy, and started just throwing stuff out there. Well, maybe it's because they're hairless that I like them, because you guys keep asking me these stupid questions, so maybe I'll give you a reason.
Is that what you
did? That was not his first answers. Those were not his first answers.
And then when I was on paper, I copped an attitude with several of the agents.
So you did say it, but you were being smart aleck.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but no, I don't.
Because you told me that one.
What?
He told me about the hairless comment, that after he was asked 50 times, that one of the first things he said was, maybe it's because they're hairless. Maybe that's why I like him. Is that what you want
to
hear?
Well, he just denied to me saying it.
No, not that one. He didn't. He just said that he made those comments. But the Walmart and the liking, looking at children and things like that.
That's just not something you should even be sarcastic about.
Absolutely not.
No, but none of us have been questioned for 25 hours.
For 5 hours, listening to people ask the same question over and over and over. You get an attitude, especially when you answer it 10 times.
Okay, so you found guilty.
I pled no contest.
And that's guilty. You found no contest, and also for possession of THC.
Yeah.
Two felonies.
At the time, yeah, that was a felony.
So you are a registered sex offender now.
Correct.
James,
I would have loved to know anything about you.
You don't ask questions.
James, this is your daughter, James. What do you have to say?
Hers, none of your business.
I didn't know the full extent of everything until you had brought it out, and I'm very. My main concern is my daughter. I'm sorry.
He's a good dad.
The police say that the age range was an age range that your daughter would fall right in the middle of.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This November on Dr. Phil. He won Survivor China, but 6 years later.
I've never talked to a guest who's closer to death than this one.
He's losing a battle with alcohol.
Can you walk?
I have found help.
How drunk do you think you are right now?
Today, I had an entire bottle of vodka.
Do you know what it's going to do to your mother if she has to bury her boy? Do you care about her?
Of course I do.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Lost, exclusive you'll only see on Dr. Phil.
Did you actually see him shoot himself?
Yeah, but I don't remember anything.
Was it suicide?
None of us had anything to do with your son's death.
Or something else?
I don't think that they're telling the truth.
I'm just upset that I even have to be here.
Well, is that inconvenient for you?
This November on Dr. Phil.
I didn't know the extent of everything that you were talking about.
Listen, and understand, I did not see the 7,000 images. I don't know if there were 5 hard drives, 3 hard drives, 2 hard drives, one.
One zip file.
1 zip file, 10 zip file. I don't know. All I know is what is in the public record. And when we contacted the DA's office there and got information, this is what they sent us. Mm-hmm. And it is all here, chapter and verse. So all I'm doing is referencing public record here, and you're saying it's not true that you did say some of these things, but you were just being a smart aleck, and that this just all happened by accident, and you're saying that you didn't have a binder.
No, I did not.
Why would the police say that you had a binder? And why would they quote you as saying that you made the binder, quote, a long time ago, and even said where you got the pictures? So I'm just asking, did you say those things?
No,
You didn't say that you interacted with someone on an internet group.
I don't care for chat with Kim. Kim is the only one I really chatted with. Kim and our mutual friend. Other than that, I don't like chat. It's boring.
You must have to have pictures on it.
Were you being a smart aleck when you said you go to Walmart and look at little girls?
Yeah, they asked me if I go to Walmart to do that. I'm like, whatever, yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay, so you did say it.
Yeah, it's in sarcastically, yeah.
Okay. Because you said you didn't say it, but now you say you did say it, but you were being sarcastic.
I didn't say it honestly.
Okay. It was what being honest. It wasn't an honest response.
It was I was sick and tired of being there.
And what were the age ranges of the kids in those pictures?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I opened a couple up. I'm like, oh, I closed it.
Yeah, well, the police say that the age range was an age range of girls, primarily, that your daughter would fall right in the middle of.
I know that, but he never saw the pictures. He opened them up, realized that the zip file was bad, and tried to delete them. And that is one thing that they said, that they told me, was that that they could tell that he immediately went to trying to delete the stuff. Yeah, they had a hard time finding it because he was trying to delete them off. There was no extensive cropping or editing or viewing or anything. It was the it was the one huge file that they found, one huge file, and that it went straight to trying to be deleted, and that he had hundreds of other files that had been illegally downloaded that day, and none of them were anything to do with that. They were all movies, all music, all everything else. You know, it was the one file.
There are two things that really bother me about this besides what's in the police report.
Okay.
One, that you seem to be unabashedly defending him.
I'm not defending him. I'm letting him do that himself.
Rather than saying, if there's more to this, I do want to know it so I can make an informed decision. That bothers me.
I did tell
you that.
Number
two, that the first thing that you talked about when you came out here was the fact that this little girl was going to bed with your shirt.
Okay, can I explain the shirt?
She also has one of my shirts.
I do too. I will explain the shirt.
She's not nine.
The shirt thing.
I'm sorry, that's creepy.
Her daughter actually took the shirt.
Right. The reason the shirt came out is because it has come up and it has been looked at that way. We lived an hour apart. On one occasion, people think that he was up all the time. I would go 2 or 3 weeks without getting to see him. So he left a shirt for me. On one occasion, he came and left another shirt. My daughter found it and sleeps with it alongside of her. It's actually on one of her teddy bears. It is not on her, nothing. If you ask her about it, she says it helps her think about him when she misses him. That is it.
Do you know, I'm just asking you this as a factual question.
I'm the one that did that. I'm the one that let her have that.
Okay.
Because she missed him, and is what I used when I missed him. She missed him. She knew that I slept with one of his shirts.
That's what he said a few minutes ago. I said, the second thing that bothers me is the first thing you talked about when you came out here was with the shirt. And you said she wanted the shirt.
What he said was that he tried to take it back home, and she didn't.
It just doesn't fit in my ear. I'm just,
that's
I'm
fine.
Just saying. And let me be very clear.
I would.
Let me be very clear about something.
That's fine.
Okay, because I want to sort it. I want to get this on the table and talk about it, but I want to be very clear about something. There has never, to my knowledge, and we have done a deep search on this, there has never been even a charge or allegation that he has ever been a hands-on child molester in any way.
Never.
Nobody's ever said that about you. Nobody has ever said that you touched a child.
And I never will.
Inappropriately. So I want to be clear. What you have been convicted of is possession of child pornography. Yeah. No one has said that you are a hands-on molester, although I will tell you that you need to understand from a research standpoint that the likelihood of those involved in internet child pornography are at much higher risk for becoming hands-on offenders.
Yes, which is why I did.
Although there is no evidence that you've ever done that. I don't want to mislead people about that, okay? Fair with you.
Right, which is why I did the research.
This happened in 2005, and Stacy says he has been a model citizen since. The records show there has been no reoffense. There's been no other arrest, no other charge, certainly no other conviction. So should Kim be worried? Well, we're going to see what a special agent for Internet Crimes Against Children's Task Force has to say when we come back, and I'm going to tell you what the reoffense rate is for sex offenders when we come back. Stop justifying your inactivity and avoiding the challenge of change. For help getting started, go to drphil.com for 11 seasons of advice, articles, and exclusive videos you won't find anywhere else. Plus, visit our Help Resources page and sign up for the Dr. Phil community to share your story and find support from others. All on drphil.com. Closed captioning provided by...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Stacy does not currently live with me right now. In the next few days, we are moving in together into a four-bedroom house. It's me and him and my other friend and our two daughters. My daughter loves Stacy. She misses him when she doesn't get to see him. My daughter and I both have one of Stacy's shirts to snuggle with. It just reminds her of him when he's not there.
Our Twitter is blowing up here. Healed Heart says, sometimes we want to be loved and accepted so bad we settle for less than we deserve. Helen Lusk, 1957, says, if there is any risk at all, the best way to ensure safety is to not take it. Amen. Always protect your child. Fifi Flea says, as a parent, you have to be responsible if your mate has a past that's dangerous. You have to let go. Hashtag feuding sisters. Hashtag Dr. Phil. All right, I'm going to add somebody else to this conversation in just a second. But first, I want to ask you, yes. What is your reaction to all of this?
Sick, disgusting.
Sick, disgusting, yeah.
Shocked.
In her words.
To be honest.
Which one of you said that she felt uncomfortable sitting in his lap?
That is what my niece told me.
Okay.
She told you what?
Well,
that she was
now?
Uncomfortable hugging Stacy and having to be next to him all the time.
I'm glad that the lap thing was brought up because I'm actually the one that is telling her that at 9 years old, it is not appropriate to be going around sitting on people's lap. She's the one that's constantly trying to jump on his lap, as well as many other people's laps.
Okay, what's your reaction?
It's disturbing. I'm more concerned now than I ever was. The thing of it is I understand the issues with you, okay? I'm out of that. My concern is what she has said to me, not around her, that mirrors what Emily has said, and I want to know why my niece is saying that.
She has told many people about the noises coming from our bedroom. I can tell you on one occasion, we had the girls set up.
Why does she say she doesn't like to be touched anymore, Kim?
She doesn't like to be touched. She hates it when I brush her hair. She hates it when I do anything. She hates me helping her get dressed, but yes, she won't.
That's not...
Her hair is brushed all the time. You guys don't know the routine she's in, though.
The last time I had her, it took me a half hour to comb her hair.
But I can't even... answer a question.
But the stuff that she's told me has only been weeks ago. This isn't something from a while ago.
She doesn't like to be touched. She doesn't let anybody touch her. CPS has looked into that. The teacher has looked into her.
Why does she say that she hears things and kind of rolls her eyes and to talk about it. It makes me uncomfortable.
But you never asked what the sound sounded like.
Exactly.
I don't want to interrogate my niece.
Maybe it was a movie.
It was the adult Snow White movie, the Red Riding Hood movie that we were watching. It was a movie.
The last couple years.
Dr. Phil, I would take a lie detector test
those
to a test
put up there,
that there has never
has
been
of them,
any of my group activity in my home and that there is no way that my daughter could have heard us
you,
be intimate.
I don't know you.
Her dad and I, another story, she did walk in on us.
So you're like neutral, okay?
But I would attest to that.
I don't like the fact that you've got that in a police report. Why would they put just that in a police report and not the other stuff that you, before you became snarky and sarcastic? Where's that?
There is a whole report. There is more to it than that. There is a whole report. he's not alone with her.
Want to spend your life with somebody that can't be alone with your child?
Guilty or innocent? Is your daughter worth the risk?
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Both of you cheated in the marriage. Both of you lied in the marriage.
It's a battle of the exes.
The only way anything's going to work is if we're honest.
Well, that ship has sailed.
Everyone's taking sides.
My mother showed up to court on my ex-wife's behalf.
And dropping bombshells.
We talked about you visiting or coming by.
You moved to Florida and didn't tell me.
Are any of y'all on medication?
Tomorrow. Then on Thursday.
None of us had anything to do with your son's death.
Suicide?
You don't think he killed himself?
Or something else?
We've answered countless questions.
Are you complaining about them asking you?
That's Thursday.
Closed captioning provided by... Let's try to sort this out some more. Special Agent and Supervisor for the Wyoming Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, Robert Lazenby, has been working with the FBI on investigations into people processing and sharing child pornography. He says in his 11 years of working on crimes like these, he has only seen one circumstance when someone genuinely, accidentally downloaded child pornography, only one time in 11 years. What can you add to our conversation here?
Well, I have so many concerns with this case, I don't even know where to begin. One of those being he claimed that the interview was 5 hours and he basically, you know, gave in to the interviewers. In reality, the interview in which he claimed a sexual interest in children lasted about 10 minutes. And it was the second interview. The previous interview lasted about the same amount of time. So during the search of his house, he admitted a sexual interest in children. He admitted to owning the binder that contained child pornography. He's in a situation where he is not going to agree to everything that he's already admitted to because of the venue where he's at, in front of her, in front of the child's father.
He's told me everything.
He has a sexual interest, or has admitted to having a sexual interest, in children in the 7 to 8 year-old age grade. And my understanding is the daughter of Kim is 9 years old. That's a grave concern.
Grave concern. And if there was something that you would say to this mother, what would you say to Kim? Because what she's saying is, he's told me all of this, he's put it all in context, I get it, and I've vetted it, and I'm comfortable.
I wouldn't say that I'm comfortable. I have been in contact with CPS, and we already have an arrangement made where they know where she is at all times, where he is at all times. That's all been set up. I've agreed to that with CPS. I know that there are possibilities out there. I only know what he's come forth and told me. I only know that he's here
is
on the show.
Is your daughter worth the risk?
I know that he's here on the show knowing that this would come out for me because he cares about us enough to be here. We knew that all this was going to come out, and he is still here.
But what you should be concerned about is what he told us about it was what you said he told you about it, which was, I was downloading movies. Mm-hmm. I asked you what happened. You said there was a time we was downloading movies, mm-hmm. there was a big misunderstanding, mm-hmm. and that's all over with. There's not a problem. That's
and
just
I know
simply
because I've
not
done
what
it.
The record reflects. You're saying you've looked into it. That's what he is telling you.
I've seen most of that.
But then you know that's not what the record reflects.
Guilty or innocent, is your daughter worth the risk?
I am protecting my daughter.
But you have to have CPS involved in arrangements.
It was already done that way. He's not alone with her.
And you want to spend your life with somebody that can't be alone with your child?
Robert, here's what I look at from a forensic standpoint here. We know what the police report says. We know that we have a felony conviction for possession of child pornography. We know that the interview acknowledges on this man's part an interest in a sexual attraction to children. I look at certain behaviors on the part of the child and certain characteristics of the child in terms of showing symptoms of that would be common to there being a violation of boundaries, That, to me, looks like a risk factor.
Except for I couldn't get you the
report. So I look at this, and it appears to me to be a high-risk situation that would be worthy of a high degree of vigilance and protection. Am I overreacting here?
You're not overreacting at all. Everything in this case indicates that that child is at a higher risk, a much higher risk than the average child.
I do just wish that you guys would acknowledge the steps that I have taken. Part of that is also that I have always told my daughter that if she can't talk to me, that I want her to tell anybody, a teacher, somebody. No.
Okay, well, listen to me. Listen to me. Please, let me respond to what you said. I do acknowledge the steps that she's taken. There are some that I think you need to take, and I'm going to tell you what those are right after we take a break. Robert, I'm not going to keep you further. You have added immensely to this discussion. Thank you so much for your time. Emily says if things don't change with Kim, she's going to try and get custody of her niece. We're going to talk about whether that is necessary or even possible when we come back. Hey, Dr. Phil here. Did you know that more than 16 million kids in the U.S. are at risk of hunger each day? That's more than 1 in 5 children. Now, these are our neighbors, our kids that play in the neighborhood, co-workers, friends' children. The problem is closer than you would think, but so is the solution. Join me and visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find your local food bank to help. I'm Dr. Phil, and together, we are
you're going to be in the Los Angeles area and you would like free tickets, go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience.
Or call 323-461-PHIL.
In my opinion, my 8-year-old niece is crying for help. And she has been crying for help with the accidents, with the tantrums, but her mom's just not listening. If things continue, I absolutely would take custody of that little girl until Kim gets out of the group and puts her child first to make sure that she is safe.
If I heard she was being sexually abused and neither parent was doing anything about it, then I don't think I'd have a problem petitioning the court for custody. Well, I wouldn't hesitate to take her.
What I'm trying to tell you is that there are significant risk factors here, just statistically.
Yes.
You're taking some measures of protection, which I've acknowledged. And I want to be very clear about that, but I also want to tell you that as a responsible parent, you can't ignore that this would be a higher risk situation than would be normal.
Absolutely.
It would be
not
like living on a busy street. You have to acknowledge that there is a risk factor of living on a busy street.
And you put a fence up and you do everything you can to make sure that they don't run out the street. And that's
when you have someone that has the criminal history, disputed as it is, the criminal history here, that tells you that you have a higher risk situation and you have to acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. Now, I, in the interest of accuracy, I have to be very clear, and it's going to lead me to what is my greatest concern about what's not happening here. Mm-hmm. If you go through and list all of the offenses that occur that cause people to go to prison, and you spent how long? A year and?
Technically, I was sentenced to 18 months.
Okay, but
I had
you
to spent serve four.
You spent less than that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so he did go to prison for this, but the lowest group of reoffenders are sex offenders. Everybody thinks, do these people, can they never get better? That's a common misperception. Crimes like assault and burglary and things of that nature have a much higher reoffense rate than do sex offenders. However, that is when they have participated in an evidence-based, community-centered treatment program beginning in prison and continuing after prison. Because these folks can change the way they think and react and get better. I can find no evidence of any intensive and ongoing intervention on your part.
I did go through a class.
Okay, well, there's a lot that can be done in support of maintaining, staying out of places that you don't want to go.
And he has been asked by me, as well as public officials, that at any given moment, if they would ask him to take whatever their tests are, would he be willing to do it at any given time? And he has said yes at any time. They said, can we walk in your home? Can we look at your computers at any time if you're going to live with her? He said, yep, walk in anytime you want, day, night, 1 o'clock in the morning, take them whenever you want.
I can tell you, if this was my child and this person was going to be within a country mile of that child, that would be going on. That would be an admission.
It was years ago.
That would be a price of admission.
Would you be willing to do something like that with me?
That's fine. I'll go through another class.
That would be. It's not a class. It's an ongoing program of support.
And seminars and education.
Accountability and different things like that. And I'm not saying that would fix the problem for me, but
I'm saying that at a minimum,
that should be being done, because that low reoffense rate is on the heels of the kind of intervention I'm talking about that is not happening here. Closed captioning provided by... Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit our website and subscribe to our email newsletter. You'll get weekly updates, life strategies, and exclusive video that you won't find anywhere else.
Plus, on drphil.com, you can see sneak previews of upcoming shows. Log on today.
Final comment from you.
No, just
stay away from me, stay away from my daughter.
No, I hope, Kim, sometime we can get back on somewhat of a relationship, but we're never going to be as close as we were. And as far as you, I'm good not knowing you. So,
any final comment?
My only thought is whatever right now, you've never lived alone, ever, Kim.
Correct.
Just get a place by yourselves and just be mom and daughter for a while. I'm not saying... I'm not saying get rid of your relationship. Can't you just be mom and daughter, have your own little place for a while?
Financially, living arrangement, no. But I do want
you... I make what you make.
I know, and I can't, you don't have half the bills that we're trying to still pay off.
I just want a good resolution to all this, and I just want to do what's best for her. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, I have great respect for CPS. I have great respect for law enforcement. I'm a law and order guy, and every cop in America knows it.
I think I'm very misinformed on a lot of things.
I will say this. There is very specialized help for you as a parent, and for you if you're willing to do some things, and our resource department, this is what we do. In the first 11 years of this show, we've provided over $20 million in resources after the fact. We take this seriously once the camera's off, and I offer that help and resource.
Of course, I've been in and out of counseling, and I would definitely not be opposed to going through more.
And there's very specialized help here that can take place, and I'll make that offer to the both of you.
And I'll take it if it'll make things at ease for you guys and whoever else, James, to make you feel at ease, I'll do it. I'll go through 100 of them. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I respect you both for doing that.
And would you be willing to begin that process by taking a very well-crafted polygraph about relevant issues? Not here, but I'll arrange it for you so she knows.
As long as I don't have to pay for it, because I know they're expensive.
No, they are expensive, and I'm more than happy to do that if it helps.
If it helps
to protect this child, and to know where we are starting.
Will you then open up your mind to the fact that this might be something that all I ever wanted in life is something that you have, and maybe open up your mind to the fact that not everybody and not everything is initially what you seem, and maybe then we can go forward. But this is somebody that is in my life right now.
It doesn't need to be a package
I'm part
deal,
of it.
Kim. I just want some...
No, it doesn't.
But what she's saying is, will you, if they participate in the evaluations and intervention that I'm talking about, you will be open-minded about those results.
When Kim and I can work on each other and have a communication
between us. But what does that have, that's what I'm saying. What does that have anything to do with one thing or the other? It's always when or if or but.
We need to get on the same page and on a communication.
But I'm saying you have to have a place to start, and I am going to create that watershed event So there is a place to start.
Would love that.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to thank all of my guests today. For more information about today's show, log on to drphil.com. So long, everyone.